Democrats' resurrected tax and climate bill takes another step forward. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Senate Democrats plan to introduce their tax and climate bill, which they've renamed the Inflation Reduction Act, tomorrow. That's after a deal was reached with Arizona Democrat Kyrsten Sinema that apparently strips out some major tax provisions in the measure. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the details.
Senator Sinema objected to a new tax on executives at private equity firms and wealthy hedge fund managers, so it was removed from the bill. It would have raised $14 billion. Sinema also wants a 15% minimum tax on large corporations to be restructured to help manufacturers. They lobbied her heavily on the bill. The head of the National Association of Manufacturers said on Twitter the bill could, quote, stifle new cures and therapies. Democrats have apparently added a 1% excise tax on stock buybacks by corporations to help make up for that lost tax revenue. In a statement, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the legislation would still reduce the deficit by $300 billion. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Equifax is facing a class action lawsuit over credit scores it sent out earlier this year that were wrong. The lawsuit claims some customers ended up with worse loan terms because of the errors. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
The class action lawsuit was filed on behalf of a woman in Florida claiming that her credit rating was off by 130 points. Equifax has acknowledged that between March 17 and April 6 of this year, some credit scores were miscalculated because of what it called a coding issue. The company believes very few customers were significantly impacted, and less than 300,000 had score shifts of 25 points or more. But the lawsuit, filed at a federal court in Atlanta, says the woman in Florida, Nydia Jenkins, suffered significant consequences. Her car loan was $150 more expensive per month. The lawsuit seeks compensatory damages, money for credit repair services, and an audit to identify all customers affected. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.1%. The Dow future is up 32 points. That's 0.1%. S&P and NASDAQ futures are down around 0.1%. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.704%. The $280 billion Chips and Science Act sets aside a lot of money for chips, obviously, high-demand semiconductors. But a good chunk of that money is earmarked to help advance scientific research. Over the course of 5 years, the National Science Foundation would get $81 billion. That would more than double its budget and be the largest funding increase the NSF has ever had since it was created back in 1950. Here to discuss what this additional funding could mean is the director of the National Science Foundation, Sethuraman Panchanathan. Director, good morning.
Good morning to you.
There was some disagreement when this money was being negotiated over what kind of science it should fund. You know, there's like the general basic stuff, the science for science's sake, which NSF is known for, versus focusing on science used in industry, used in tech with like a clear economic application. In the end, what kind of science will this money be used for?
If you look at the last 7 decades of NSF's journey and what it has made possible for our nation, I describe it often as the DNA of NSF, like a DNA which has two strands which are intertwined and highly synergistic. One of those strands that you talked about that NSF makes possible and known for is curiosity-driven, discovery-based explorations. At the same time, NSF has also made possible through the other strand use-inspired, solutions-focused translations or innovations. With this investment, NSF is going to unleash both curiosity-driven research as well as use-inspired, solutions-focused research. But most importantly, it is going to make possible unbelievable talent across the broad geography of our nation.
There's $20 billion set aside for something that was recently created at NSF called the Directorate for Technology, Innovation, and Partnerships. What is that? What's that going to do?
The Technology, Innovation, and Partnerships, or TIP directorate, is a cross-cutting directorate that leverages the new ideas that is emerging from all the directorates at NSF, and at the same time will energize more new ideas, and therefore the future of the industries might be vibrant and robust all across our nation. But the most important thing that TIP will do is will not only make possible innovation everywhere across our nation, but also that talent everywhere will be motivated, inspired, nurtured, and brought to life.
Will this result in more marketable products, business innovations, actually reaching the market?
It will make possible, yes, absolutely, more innovations being translated into technologies that can then be the result of new companies or existing companies being enriched. But this is also going to make possible solutions to some grand challenges that we face.
Sometimes with Congress, there's a difference, shall we say, between passing a bill and actually sending out the checks when the time comes. Are you at all concerned over whether this money will actually materialize?
That's a very good question. We are looking forward to working with Congress and the administration to ensure that the authorization marks are achieved through appropriate appropriations so that we might unleash the talent and ideas at speed and scale. And at this moment of global competition, that we are not skipping a beat.
Sethuraman Panchanathan is director of the National Science Foundation. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.